Love is the most thought on my mind. Love is the most thought on my mind. I love who I am, the love of who I am. What a lovely thought that is. I am divine. I'm created by the infinite allness to be a perfect human being. I am created by the divine idea to be a beautiful being, a beautiful physical body, a beautiful mental body, a beautiful divine body. In every way, it is fantastic. In every way, I respect it, I honor it, I know it. In every way, I see it being whole and perfect. In every way, I see wholeness as my only thought. Love is the most thought on my mind. Love for myself, love for my world, love for all. It's the most thought on my mind, and it's the only thought, really, that's of any importance. This love of who I am is very special, for if I love myself, and if I love who I am in this body of mine, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to me is that I'm going to be looking at this world. I'm going to be looking at who and what I am from the point of view that all is good and very good. All is beautiful and very beautiful. That's what a person who loves themselves thinks. That's what a person who loves themselves knows about their world. They love their world. The love of who I am is the foundation from where I start on all things that I do. And because it's where I start from where I am on all things that I do, everything takes off from that. Everything lifts off from that. Everything is revealed from that. And it's pretty wonderful. It's pretty wonderful. When I know the love of who I am, when I just feel happy in my presence, I feel happy in my awareness, I do not defend myself from any thought that I should have thought. I should have thought more lovingly of this person or this idea or that. I just know that I'm always doing the right thing at the right time, in the right way, for the right purpose. I love who I am, and because I love who I am, all things that I do are beautiful and glorious and good. Now, I love my beloveds. The love of my beloveds is high in my heart. Every being on the face of the earth is my beloved. Every being that could ever exist in the universe is my beloved. I am that I am. I am that wonderful being that knows all and is all. I love my beloveds because I love myself. And with the same love that I love myself, I love my beloveds. And I look at each of my beloveds whenever they come to my awareness or my consciousness, I look at each of my beloveds. And I think to myself, what a glorious being they are. What a glorious being I am. What a glorious being all the world is. How fantastic it is. How marvelous it is. Yes? And that's just what it is. It's a glorious being. It's a glorious, wonderful being of just who and what I am. My beloveds include all of my friends and all of my relatives and all of my neighbors. It includes every being on the face of the earth, because if I am to say that I am universal, then that means that every being on the face of the earth is my beloved. Then that means that every being in the universe is my beloved. There's no one left out, and everyone is included. And I love them equally, totally, wonderfully, fantastically. And I love them, and I see them with my eyes. So therein, they are so wonderful, so fantastic. They are rich, they are healthy, they are wealthy, they are fantastic, they are friendly. They are everything that is beautiful and good, everything that is fantastic and wonderful. They are that which they are. They are that which I am, and they are good and very good. I love all of my world, and this is my world. For whenever I think of anything in my world, I am thinking of something beautiful and good. I'm thinking of something that I created. I'm thinking of something that is glorious. I'm thinking of something that is fantastic. And as I'm thinking of something that is glorious and something that is fantastic, I feel very good about it. I feel very wonderful about it. I feel magnificent. Love is the most thought on my mind. Love. Love for all. Love of everything that is. Love of all that exists. That's all that matters. And that's all that is. That's who I am. I love all my world. And my world is a glorious world. It's a glorious world because it's a world that is fantastic. It's a world that's filled with magic, with newness. Every moment, something new is taking place in my world. Every moment, something fantastic is being revealed in my life. Every moment, something wonderful is happening in my world. I love all my thoughts because my thoughts are glorious and my thoughts are thoughtful. My thoughts are intensively on all in the universe. I think of the universe, and I think of the Big Bang Theory. I think of all these things that make the world go round, but none of them are as important as the thought in my heart. The thought in my heart about you, about my creation, about me, about my creation, about all that's good, about my creation. That's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that is, and how wonderful that is. Yes, how truly wonderful that is. And it's just what makes everything glorious and good all of the time. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is where I am. This is why I am. And this is what it's all about. I love all of my thoughts. I love all of my experience. I love all of the experiences that I have because they are fantastic. They are glorious. They are wonderful. Every experience of my life is wonderful. Now, whether I can be so self-determined, self-dedicated, self-disciplined, self-diligent, then I am master of my thought. That's what I am. If I'm untouchable, if I'm one-pointed, if I'm unpossessed, if I'm non-judgmental, then I'm living as a divine being. And living as a divine being is the most wonderful thing I could ever do. That's why I love all of my experiences. And whenever I think of any of my experiences or any person in them, I think of them as wholeness. I have a wholeness love for all, starting with me, starting with my world, my life, my experiences, my beloveds, and everything that exists. Wholeness is a love for all, to all who could enjoy every beautiful thing in life, and I know it's done. And I know it's wonderful, and I know it's good, and I know that that is really all that matters. Love is the most important thought on my mind. It is the most thought on my mind. It is the only thought on my mind. That's why I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.